Pause recording button.
Hi everyone, it's Jo, and first off, I'd like to wish you all a very, very happy and healthy 2014. Hope it's a good one for everybody. I know for some of my friends on Facebook and Audioboo, it's been a kind of mixed year. Some people have had, you know, lost family members or friends, and or had troubles through losing jobs and things like that. So I hope 2014 brings you all better things to come and happier times. And so I was thinking back a bit about 2013. It was a mixed year for us, really. The beginning of the year was sort of not very good, really, but we got there were positives as well. I mean, sometimes you get people who come into your life and leave a negative footprint. Is that the right way to put it? I don't know. But I've also been thinking about it, and through negativity, there can sometimes come positive things as well. And that happened to me at the beginning of the year, without going into too many details. But through an experience that I had at the beginning of the year, I made some very, very good friends. Some of which I've met in person, and some of which I've yet to meet, but talk to regularly on the phone, and you know, through social networking, keep in touch as well. And I feel very, very grateful for those friends, because that's been a very, very positive experience for me and my family. I mean, I'm not going to mention names, because if people are listening to this, they'll know who they are. So I don't want to embarrass anybody, and I don't want to miss anybody out, you know. I won't mention any names at all. So yeah, but it was a beautiful summer, 2013. We spent a lot of time on the beach, so that was fantastic. It's been a good year for Jodie. She started high school and settled in nicely. A couple of teething problems, but you always get that, don't you? Because it's such a big change from going to a primary school and then a huge secondary school where there's 1,100 to 1,200 pupils. But she did really well. I'm very proud of her, and her end of year report was fantastic. She's where they'd expect her to be in all subjects, and in some subjects she's where they wanted to be at the end of year seven, so she's already, you know, where she should be in June or July. So that's fantastic. Really proud of her, the way she's worked and settled in. Christmas has been nice for us, because we've had a friend's daughter, Tammy, staying with us over Christmas and New Year. And Jodie and Tammy, although there isn't it, you know, Jodie's 11, Tammy's 16, but they've got on brilliantly, done lots of things together. And, you know, we've not done a massive amount, but they've had a lot of lazy days where they've just, you know, been together, spent time together. But they've been out, so that they've been shopping together, and you know, we've been out for a couple of meals and things. So it's been really good to have Tammy. She goes home tomorrow morning, and I'm sure Jodie will miss her, but I've no doubt we'll see Tammy and her mum and mum's partner very, very soon, which will be good. For 2014, what are we going to do in 2014? Big question. I'm not really sure. Still loving living down here. I think Rob and I have sort of a few plans to sort of, I mean, neither of us are working at the moment, so that's always an issue, and I know we would both like to be. So I guess 2014 is going to be trying to sort something out with that. Whether that's doing something together or separately, or maybe even going back into education, not sure. I'm still on the waiting list for a new guide dog, so that's going to be a big thing for me. Hopefully I will get offered a dog at some point this year, although the waiting list down here is very long. There are between 50 and 70 people on the guide dog waiting list in the area that's covered by Exeter Guide Dog Centre. But hopefully, and that will give me my independence back a lot, so I will be able to do more things. So that's going to be a real plus for me if that happens this year. That's the main thing for me that I'm hoping for. Hoping that Jodie continues to do well at school, obviously. Hoping for a good summer so we can enjoy the beach. Weather today is awful. It's raining and windy, and a day to cosy up indoors. So what I'm going to do is take the Christmas decorations down, because they're driving Rob mad, and that way I can get cleaned up and clean the places where they've been. So yeah, I know you're supposed to wait till January 6th, but we're not going to. If you can hear in the background, Bonnie, the retired guide dog, is snoring because she likes to get in the act as ever. So yeah, so I think that's us really. Jodie got a saxophone for Christmas, for anyone who doesn't know. So she's going to start music lessons, hopefully, very soon when she gets back to school. Hoping to get a lesson sorted out through school so she can get involved with groups through school. So that will be really good. I used to play, so at least I'll be able to help her a little bit, although I'm a bit rusty. She'll be much better than me very soon, I would imagine. So she's really looking forward to that. She's going to start horse riding again because of her fractured wrist. She was told that even when she came out of a cast, she should take 5 or 6 weeks for it to heal properly. And it's still a bit achy now, so they're going to get it checked out and then she's going to start horse riding again. She'll, of course, be going back to her swimming lessons and various other things that she takes part in through school, so that will be good for her, getting involved with different groups and things. So, yeah, so we've nothing specific planned, but, you know, hopefully 2014 will be a good year. Have I learned anything from 2013? Yeah. To be a bit more careful about people that I trust, to be honest. And that sounds harsh, but that's a fact. To keep my very good friends close and to make sure that I keep in contact with them and make an effort to keep in contact with them. And things like that, I think. Friends and my close family, immediate family, very important to me. So 2014 is going to be a lot about that, I think. The house is nice and dry. It's been great. It's been lovely and warm over Christmas and New Year's. That's fantastic, having that all fixed. So yeah, so it's a good start to 2014 really, and I hope it is for everybody else. I really hope that, you know, whatever you were doing over Christmas and New Year, you had a happy time, and that you weren't too stressed, and that, you know, nobody was too lonely or anything like that. So yeah, I'm going to leave it there. If you've listened this far, as always, thank you very much. I appreciate it. I appreciate any direct messages I've had and comments on my booze. It's always lovely to get feedback and to know that people are listening. Thanks ever so much. And I've got a lot of booze to catch up on because I've missed quite a few. So I'm going to spend some time later on this evening doing that and catch up with people, hopefully. So take care, everybody, and happy and healthy 2014.